Week 11. Earlier today, Shaquille Leonard got waived. And me and you talked about this a little bit before we got on here. And Shaquille Leonard getting waived. It's like, well, it was a mistake, but at the same time, I understand why it needed to be done.
Yep, definitely agree. That is, it's an unfortunate thing, believe it or not. It's always an unfortunate thing. Only thing I don't know is what was the drift. I don't know if it was because he didn't get enough like playing time because he was hurt or he wanted more money. I never knew the extent to why it was.
But with it being so early, I don't even know if they even mentioned that. On that behalf. Because I didn't get a chance to.
It was coming.
Well, according to this, it says that he was waived by the team on Tuesday, and that decision was prompted by his declining performance after recent injuries.
Yeah. And the uprise of Zari Franklin. So that really took a role in that.
Who?
Zari Franklin. Like, that's what happens. That's the repercussions of a developing player.
Yeah.
And then actually a sleeper on top of that.
Right.
And actually taking over that spot, and your injuries really decline, and you really can't, you know, recover from that. Most players can, most players can't.
He makes me think so much of Bob Sanders, because to me, I think he was that guy. You know, like Bob Sanders. Sanders was that guy. That was another dude that needed to stop sleeping in the gym.
Yeah, that he needed to stop sleeping in the gym too. He was one of those dudes that could actually play his position the way he played.
He did some damage. I think it was a free safety.
Yep, something like that. Free safety.
Yeah,
like
it's a saying.
He was on it.
No doubt.
Stop it.
No doubt. Yeah. And Deshaun Watson is going to have surgery or has surgery, and it's going to rehab starting on Friday. And then Lamar Jackson had an ankle injury, says he's 100%. And then what is his name? And I got to make sure I got this right. Michael Thomas landed on the IR with a knee injury. And Aaron Jones, it's not going to play on Thanksgiving Day. I believe it's Thanksgiving.
Thursday night.
Yeah, he got an MCL sprain. He's not going to play. Mike Tomlin also says that the firing of offensive coordinator is his decision and his decision alone.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. All right. Scores. You ready?
And also Mark Andrews is out for the rest of the season with the ankle injury.
Oh, I didn't see that. I just see the top headlines.
Well, that was the, I think it was Monday or Tuesday.
Yeah, I didn't even see that. So, but thanks for mentioning it. I did not see that at all. I was just looking at the top headlines.
And now we can return to our favorite part of this is the scores.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers is jogging, and I practice in 2 weeks as well. Now let's get to the scores. Thursday night, Cincinnati Bengals and the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens 34-20. And then the Sunday games, the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland 13-10. The Arizona Cardinals and the Houston Texans. The Houston Texans 21-16. We're going to talk about that game in a minute. Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville 34-14. Las Vegas and Miami. Miami 20-13. Dallas and Carolina. Dallas 33-10. Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions. The Lions 31-26. They're looking pretty sharp. The San Diego, aka Los Angeles Chargers, and the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay Packers 23-20. New York Giants and the Washington Commanders. The Giants 31-19. Now that's interesting. Tampa Bay and San Francisco. San Francisco 27-14. The New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills just smoked them 32-6. Seattle and Los Angeles. That's another game I'm going to talk about in a second. The Rams 17-16. Minnesota on Sunday night and the Denver Broncos. The Broncos 21-20. And then on Monday night, the anticipated match that we was talking about last week, Philadelphia and Kansas City being Philadelphia 21-17. I watched a little bit of the Philadelphia and Kansas City game. I was, it was in the second quarter. I'm just like, okay. Jalen Hurts had just threw a pick when I happened to tune into it. Jalen Hurts had just threw a pick off of a, off of a blitz that he got pressured on and wanted to hurry up and get the ball out, but underthrew AJ Brown, which caused it to get picked. But let's talk about two of these games real quick. I want to talk about the, they're going to be very brief. Seattle and the Rams. And the explanation of the Madden game that I had been playing, Madden 24, I got cut from my first player career. I got cut from the Arizona Cardinals, and then I ended up going to the Rams, staying within the AFC, NFC West. So I couldn't play anything until week 11, simply because, you know, I'm keeping up with, you know, the whole, or, you know, deal with the NFL as well. So I went through week 9, week 10, and week 8, week 9, and week 10. And here we are at week 11 now, and this is my first time getting my hands back on my main franchise career player, and I'm playing with the Rams, and I actually won this game to Seattle, and I think it was a go-ahead touchdown, and I believe that was 31-24. I won that game, while the Rams in this game only won by one in the real-life scenario. That's that. That was a piece of cake. Well, it wasn't a piece of cake, but it was a, you know, something that I knew that would be a little bit more easier to play, that I can handle Matt Stafford a little bit better, because he is like a, probably not exactly a field general, but I think he's more to me of a field general, but he do like to stand in the pocket like I do. Only improvises when it needs to happen. But Arizona and Houston. Due to a EA Sports error, I have to redo that game again. Despite the fact that I had won 42-20, I think 42-20, I won. I exited out, was on the loading screen, was at the franchise, not the franchise, but the loading, you know, where you get to pick where you're, which, you know, saved game you want to pick up. Yep. I was right there. Went into your room, chatted it up a minute, was just chilling, talking about how I did good, despite the fact that I think I threw two or three picks and still won in good old fashioned. I come back in the bedroom, turn on the remote. Next thing I know, I see, due to an EA Sports currency error, I have been returned to the main menu. I'm at the main menu. When I go back in there, I have to do this game again. I'm like, oh, hell no. Oh, no, you didn't. Oh, no, you didn't. So I said, fuck it, and went on to just use the game clips that I had already did just to prove that I won the game. And they're coming out on shorts a variety of days starting tomorrow. So, and the game itself
is a whole different story.
Exactly.
Due to the fact that it has been violated to the guidelines community due to spam, deceptive, and kind of like spam-like ordeal. So
I have no idea how. Exactly. No idea how, but that was one of where we had to play defense. So I said, forget it. I'm just going to use shorts and be done with it. The Rams and the Seahawks are out on YouTube as well. If you want to check it out, I will have shorts for it as well. If you're not interested in the full game, even the highlights in itself, is out, but not the full game, but it's just the highlights. But I will have shorts out on it too. But I was not going to go through that game again. Not, you know, on Sunday. Like, I'm just going to do it either during Thanksgiving break or, you know, the weekend or something. All I know is that I was mad and I wasn't going to do it. So I technically won. Yes, I technically won, but I had to do it again. Not looking forward to it because I know what's going to happen because it happened with San Francisco. I lost by one through 5 touchdowns, 1 pick. Due to an EA Sports error, currency error, we have returned you back to the main menu. Take me back to the main menu, and guess what? I go back in and play that game again and did the complete opposite of what I did. 1 touchdown, 6 picks. Congratulations. Is that how y'all really want to do it? Fine. I'm tired of playing these games and thinking that I'm doing fantastic, and I know I am, but EA Sports keep coming around and fucking with me and is trying to disqualify me any reason that they could come up with.
Any reason. Pick one.
They did it with me with Cleveland. They did it with me with Cleveland. And they did it with me twice. It's getting old. I'm like, look, I work hard. I study too. Give me some props.
Yeah, you just got to give props where props is due. You just can't be bullshit people around like that, man. You just can't do that. You can't do that.
No. No. But that's all I have, and I know you got your own issues you're fixing this year. So go for it.
Yeah, I technically do have my own issues, but first, let me just be the first to say that the Portland Trail Blazers in real life, they've lost 7 in a row. They are 3-10, so I can relieve a little bit. But in the same breath, I still have to kind of like, huh, here we go again. I'm still winless. So right. The whole ordeal is that I'm starting from the ground up. I said it last week. I'm starting from the ground up, and I'm actually working through the whole my career of NBA 2K24, and I'm just going to use actual VC that I've earned through any type of portions of the game, rather if it's my career games, the virtual my core games, and whatever else I decide to do that allows me to have, you know, VC. So that's what I'm doing now, and I am at a current, I think, 61 or 62. I can't remember which one. I think it's 61. I don't remember. It's 61 or 62. I don't remember. But I know I'm there in one of those two. And just know and believe that it's just as much harder, you know, doing it that way instead of just buying VC and then working your way up there. It'd be a lot easier. But
right.
Then you got a lot of people that questions that ordeal, like, bro, why are you just doing that instead of just buying VC and, you know, doing it the easier way? Once again, I am not fixing to buy VC. I'm kind of like protesting. So ain't no way in hell I'm buying VC just for y'all to bribe me again. I'm not doing it. I bought the game. It was expensive enough.
Go ahead.
Like, it was expensive enough.
Right.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm using that. You got my $49.50 or $69, whatever, however much it cost. I forgot how much it was. It was like I pre-ordered it. And we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. I bought it, and that's it. I'm hustling through the VC. I'm going to be like a my player, and I'm actually going to earn this, and I'm going to do it the slow way. So all these embarrassments that I'm doing out here, putting it on YouTube and stuff like that, it's totally fine. I'm totally fine.
And that may be the case. That's okay. Because here's the bottom line. There is a reason why you're not buying VC, besides the fact that you are protesting. The other reason that you are not buying VC is because you really don't need the VC to be able to perform well.
Exactly.
Yeah. You really don't. Because at the end of the day, if it's a performance issue, you would not be where you're at with whether you're shorts. Just bear that in mind.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
People like the content. People like the content. Yeah. So it's something that most people tend not to understand. They like the content. You would not think that you would be where you're at now, but you are where you are at. Yeah. And the shorts proves that.
And that's okay. I may not be at 1K yet, but I'm sure as hell getting there. I'm sure as hell getting there. So bear that in mind. I can't hear you.
You go get there.
Yeah. I'm not worried about that. It's just that some people are just, you know, you always have them haters. You have them haters that's going to sit there and say something so negative. And then you just got those ones that are 100% supportive. It's just like, yeah, you keep playing your game. You keep doing you.
Can I share one?
Absolutely.
Let me share one. Where'd it go? There's one on here. You got lucky. Key plays to go up 14-0. Oh, you got lucky. Oh, okay.
You a lame ass. Yeah, you forgot that part. You a lame ass. That's exactly what he said.
No, he didn't.
That's not the one? Oh, that's not the one?
No, I'm just reading the one that says you got lucky, your ass.
Yeah, that's the one. Your ass, yeah. You suck.
Bro, so arcade mode. Old Jin. Joanne?
Yep. Yeah. Damn proud of it, too.
What? Did you record this in 480p? Laughing my ass off. Trash content. Really? Really? Bro, it's not that hard to do. All you got to do is put up them on them posts or streak. Okay, then, Mr. Lightbeard. Prove it. That shit ain't as easy as you think.
Exactly. And you know what the common denominator is on all them damn comments?
There are all over 1,000K videos.
Exactly. It's every time we hit 1,000 views, we always, that's when the haters come out.
That's when the haters come out.
They're like annoying gnats and bugs.
That I'm literally fighting one now. Yep. Bro got a PS4 in 2023. Show, dude.
What you gonna do about it? What you gonna do about it?
I'm like, I don't give a damn about y'all comments. I'm like, I'm beyond past this shit now. I done grew some tough skin over this shit. I don't care about that.
Exactly.
I don't even care about your comments. I don't. Because at this point, it's irrelevant.
Very irrelevant. It's very irrelevant.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a lot more than that. It's just that it's just the whole point.
Oh, is there?
The haters are.
I'm about to say, I missed it.
No, if you did miss it, then you probably made a comment on it.
Oh, well, yeah. I went down as far as podcast.
Oh, no. I mean, I was just saying, as a general point, there's a lot more people that be writing shit and talking shit on the comments. They do. They just talk a lot of shit. That's just previews of what we deal with.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's just previews.
It's to me, a never-ending deal here. Never.
Like, it's just, like, we're just passionate about what we do. You know, right. We try to be passionate about this podcast. We try to be passionate about gaming. We try to be passionate about all this, and then that's what people decide they want to come and just throw the haterade on you.
Yeah, try to rain on your parade.
Yeah. Fine. Go ahead. Okay. Help your damn self.
Yeah.
You're not helping nothing with us. So, and I know I'm going to get the, like, the Trailblazers played OKC, I think it was Sunday night. I think it was Sunday night. That game ain't coming out until Friday. And then I got tonight. coming out.
Should have been.
I don't know where that. Oh, I got that out for. It's supposed to be out today. A little later. I want to say by around. It should be either now or 8 o'clock.
Which game are you talking about?
The Suns and the Trailblazers. It should be out later today. I want to say by 8.
You got it for 8.
Okay.
And then I got Wednesday for the Jazz and the Blazers.
Utah Jazz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just know that it's very disturbing to watch, like all the rest of the other games has been disturbing to watch. This one is going to be just as disturbing. I'm just throwing it out there right now.
Yeah, no doubt. It's all right.
It's going to be disturbing, and I don't care.
I know. Yeah. I don't remember. The one thing I'm just not understanding, why is the in-tournament season so long?
Huh?
I'm trying to figure out why the in-tournament season, the in-season tournament was so long. Oh, yeah. I still don't get the purpose of it. Really.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can understand the cause of it. But it was like, wow, for a regular season and having these as a tournament, that should have been, in my personal opinion, for sometime during the offseason, kind of like the summer league. Like give, because Damian Lillard, he described it well and the purpose of it. So I felt like that should have been for the offseason for, like, you know, players that are on two-way contracts or undrafted or whatever, give them an opportunity to sign on the team and participate in these tournaments.
It's a good idea. That really is a good idea.
That's, I mean, in the way that he described it, I think that should work out that way instead of just having it. I mean, having it in season is good too, but I just think it would just be more better for an off-season, so it would just be more off-season basketball for those that really don't get the opportunity. I mean, both ways, it's, you know, okay, but it's really, it's different. It's different. Now you have an in-season, regular season record. Now you got a in-season tournament record. So it's just different.
Yeah.
The kind of grass.
So, yeah, that's all I pretty much have. But before we do get out of here, I do got to share this. I normally don't share this, but I'm going to share it anyway. I forgot to mention this to you earlier today, but because I had started doing the recording and I had forgotten all about it afterwards. Mm-hmm. But your sister called me earlier and I mean, it's, you know, it's the regular old Monopoly Go thing and
got to stay off of that.
Huh?
You got to stay off of it.
Anyway. Yes, you're right, but anyway, I do have to. Hey, it's bad enough I've been this long off of it. It's crazy. But, you know, she calls me for, you know, Monopoly because of all the exchanges, stuff like that. At first, I was being funny with her because she was like, you know what I want. I said, yeah, she ain't here.
I don't know why. Okay.
No, that's not what she called for, though. She called for not really go. But I had said, yeah, Aaliyah ain't here, pimp. I was being funny.
Oh, yeah.
And I knew what she wanted. So she was like, yeah, her and mama was talking about her. And they were just talking about how funny she can be. Rightfully so. And she had she said something, I don't remember what it was. And I had said something to the effect of What did I say? I think I said, oh yeah, we they was talking about the how much they crack her up and stuff like that, and how much, you know, she could be entertained. I was like, yeah, I'm not surprised that that happened.
Right. And she, it came to a very awkward pause. And awkward. She was like, she had said,
no, I had said, oh, see, you know, and now it's just like, she can't get enough of you. So it's just like, every time you have to, she has to call auntie. She has to call auntie. She has to call auntie. And she, Nicole was like, you know, I'm very surprised about that. I was like, yeah, now I am. You know, I'm very surprised about it. Based off of what we had dealt with from, you know, she didn't want nothing to do with it. She didn't want to talk to her. She didn't want to call her. She didn't want to do none of that until now. You know, she's ready to do more calling of Nicole. She wants to talk to Nicole more. And so we was kind of like in that win-lose battle. You can't win, in a sense. So she went and asked this question. And I knew what direction it was going to go because based off decision. No, it's not bad or anything. But I just knew which direction it was going to go. She asked, she was like, so what ended up happening? Do she just be like, do you just have to remind her, like, hey, it's time for you to call auntie? I was like, no.
No.
She says she wants to call auntie.
It's clockwork.
Yeah. And when I said that, she just cried right on the spot. Literally.
Oh, really?
Yes. She cried. I was like, yeah. And I'm just sitting here just looking at these cards and stickers like, okay, I'm ready to do this now. And I'm just sitting here and I was like, she's like, I'm sorry, dude. That just means so much to me. I was like, yeah, that's your only niece. I can understand that. So I can't sit here and rain on that parade, shit on that parade, because that's your only niece. I can understand that. It's proper at this moment. Because remember, I just literally said she at one time didn't want nothing to do with it, didn't want to talk to it, didn't want to do that, didn't want to do nothing.
No.
So now we're saying that she wants to call auntie. Like, that's every time, Nicole. That's every time.
Yeah.
She wants to call you. It's fucking clockwork. She just wants to call you. She always comes to me, daddy, daddy, I want to call auntie. I want to call
you
auntie.
You got to ask permission. Get on that phone. I'm like, and call her.
I'm like, Aaliyah, you ain't got to tell me nothing. You got a phone. You can FaceTime. If you want to FaceTime, FaceTime. But if you're doing it early, early in the morning, don't expect an answer. You know, just be mindful of that. You know,
right.
Like, just call her. You ain't got to tell me. Just call her. Mm-hmm. Like, especially when we sitting here in the bedroom. Just call her. If you want to call her, call her. If she's busy, she's not going to answer. So, you know, you just, there's things you just have to be aware about. If she gets mad about it, when she don't answer.
She sure do.
Ooh, she carries a fit.
Yeah, she like, does.
Go ahead.
I'm like, I come in the living room, and she's sitting there pouting on her phone. I said, yeah. What's wrong with you? She said, auntie hung up. What you mean she hung up? She won't answer. Did she just hang up on you, or did she hang up and say she'll call back? But she just hung up.
And it'd be funny to call be saying the opposite.
She did that Aaliyah hang up on her?
Yeah, she said Aaliyah hung up on her. I can understand that, because sometimes Aaliyah don't pay attention to what she's doing.
She barely stay on the phone. She drops, she just lays it on the table and go play with her toys.
She do that too. Absolutely. She do that too. But there's times when she's on the couch, she gets to playing around with Mr. Barry on the couch, and sometimes her foot or her knee press the hang up button.
Oh, good Lord.
And then when she hears that, and when she hears that sound, she'll literally go. I'm like, what's your problem? Like, auntie hung up on me.
know, pouting up. I'm like,
Lord have mercy. And her faces are priceless to yours. It's unfathomable to even think about. Lord have mercy. Help us all. Pouting just like help us all. Pouting just like you. Ooh-wee. Wow.
Yeah, if you really believe that, then okay, I live with that.
What you mean? I believe that. I just saw it.
The way I pout seems like just a tad bit different from Aaliyah. I was just mocking her.
That qualifies.
But yeah, that conversation with Nicole was just. That was different.
Mm-hmm. That was different. No doubt.
So, like, people don't understand the whole ordeal with, you know, they may not, but they don't understand, like, what we have to deal with when it comes down to that relationship with Aaliyah and Nicole. But yeah, I'll be throwing an update on Aaliyah. I know that was half of it right there. No, I gotta show at least some photos and stuff like that. Just to.
You were supposed to have been it did that.
Yeah, I was supposed to have been it did it, but a lot of things are coming up, and I'm true just that. Like, okay, yeah. It'll happen. But yeah, thinking about gameplay, the game, and all of that, and just trying to get stuff done. Sometimes it's be put in the back burner, but I'll have it. I'll definitely have it. But. Yeah. That's all I have for myself. So there's nothing else we can wrap this up and get on out of here.
Yep.
All righty. We appreciate y'all listening to us and watching us. We put this video out. We appreciate everyone listening to us. Of course, you can follow our YouTube channels, the podcast at the Watch Brothers. And I think that's right. I always get them mixed up.
I do too.
I always get them mixed up.
I'm getting
and
it.
I think the gameplay is
at the Watch Brothers.
At the Watch Brothers, and then
I think the other one
is Double Take Sports Talk.
Is it really?
I think it's Double Take Sports Talk. Yeah. Because we were trying to get DTSD 2414 back.
Oh, it is Double Take Sports Talk. Yep, you're right.
Yeah.
I was trying to get DTSD back. You're right. Yeah, and I just cannot.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. But, yep, you can check out our channels there. Of course, on social media, you can check us out on.
Finally.
It's you changed it?
At DTST 2414.
Okay, so there it is.
Just changed at DTST. It back.
Good. At DTST 2414. Now that is the podcast, right?
Yep, the actual podcast is at
the actual podcast channel at DTST. Yep. And the game of content at the Watch Brothers. Of course, social media, you can follow us on X at DTST 2414 and Instagram, the Watch Brothers. But until then, I'm Daryl. Thanks for having fun. All right. Catch up with us on another one. We're out.